Welcome to the show. We're live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy, your rogue server file jockey for this evening. 7:08 and 47 seconds, most meridian Eastern Standard Time, February 22nd plus 4. That's February 26th, 2026. And we're live. We're live. We're going to get the phones ringing. We're going to get it working. Get operating.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn and Burger Theory restaurant in Idaho Falls, Idaho. To make, modify, or cancel a reservation, press 1. For events and catering, press 2. For group sales and negotiated rates, press 3. To speak with the front desk, press 4. To hear those options again, press 5.
We're live.
Thank you for calling the new Holiday Inn and Suites here in Idaho Falls. This is Mandy.
Hi, Mandy. We're live. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I guess regular. I had a bit of an issue, though.
Yeah, what's the issue?
I'm stupid.
Okay.
So how do I do it down there?
Huh?
Like, how do I get it working down there?
What do you mean?
I'm stupid, so I don't know how to, like, work it.
You should probably go to the doctor, then.
The doctor?
Yeah.
Well, he said
he
could help
me. I can't help you with that. Who said I can help you?
Yeah.
He said I can't help you, unfortunately.
Like, if I had any issues or any problems, you'd be able to, like, guide me through them down there. So
I'm sorry, I can't.
Oh, why not?
Because I don't want to, and I don't have to.
I'm stupid, so I'm not sure what to say. there's birds. So do I bring them down here or?
Bring them down where?
You're good.
To the front. I got bags of bird seed here.
Okay.
It's like 50-pound bags.
Okay.
Oh, that.
Do you want to bring them here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I know the South African.
I
know that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a guest here, we have a place you can put it.
Is it like a designated bird seed area?
No, I'm having fun.
Okay. I have bird speed.
You have bird feed.
Yeah.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you and your birds do well, and I hope you can go to the doctor with whatever problem you're having down there, and you have
I'm
a good
stupid.
Day.
Thank you, Mandy. Yes. I'm stupid.
You're welcome. Thanks for entertaining me during my shift.
Thank you. I love you.
Of course. Go to the doctor and get help. I love you too. Have a good day.
I'm stupid.
Me too. It's okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm not alone in this world.
Nope. Me either, dude. We're good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy. It's Wuppy's Walk. I'm stupid. And we are live. I think I'm going to go for maybe about an hour or two today. Something. I thought this said Gamer Hotel. Shoot, where the hell's my...
Thank you for calling the Idaho Falls Gardener. This is Shauna. Can I get your first name?
Hi, Shauna. My name's Jacoby. Is this the Gamer Hotel?
The Gardener?
Yeah, the Gamer.
The Gamer.
Yeah. That's what it says on the... I'm looking at it on the Google.
Okay, it should say Garner. G-A-R-N-E-R.
It says Gamer, G-A-M-E-R, you'll tell.
And it's saying on Overland Drive?
Yes. Outlet.
Yeah, outlet.
Yeah.
That would be correct then.
Okay. So, like, what do you guys got down there for it to be at?
What was that? You kind of cut out as you were talking.
I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
No, you're not.
Okay. It's like, we're like one and one here. Or maybe two for one. But do you have, like, is it, like, fast down there?
No.
No? Okay. Do you do, like, local area network?
I don't understand what you're saying.
Or, like, is it, like, some sort of, like, you know, the other one? Is it, like, transport? Or transmission
control protocol? No, we are a hotel.
Oh. Because, you know, it says, because, like, we're getting ready for the big event. I just want to, we want to practice down there. So we're not sure.
Okay, this would not be a place to practice. We are a hotel with guests.
All right, but we have computers. I mean,
do you have reservations for a room tonight, or
we're planning on something akin to that for the big event? You know, biggameevent.com.
Okay, you would need to speak with my supervisor, Tabri, and she is not available at this moment.
Soup? Or visor? So, do we have to bring our own computers then?
Yes, you would have to, if you were to bring,
I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
As I said before, no, you are not stupid. I'm just letting you know that we are a hotel and we have guests.
I found out I have rejection sensitivity.
Okay. Well, I do apologize. I do need to go. I do have guests in front of me.
Okay.
So I do apologize.
Just leave me out here in the dark and the dust. That's okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy. I'm your Rogue Server file jockey for tonight. It is February 26th. The 26th of February, 2026. 7:18 on the dot, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. And if you're listening, you are probably listening live. Oh, they're open. Okay, cool.
Thank you for calling Smith Honda. If by chance you meant to reach Smith Chevrolet, press 1. For Honda's express service, like oil changes and tire rotations, press 2. For mechanical repairs, diagnoses, and recalls, press 3. For parts, press 4. For sales, press 5. For all other calls or to talk to our operator, press 0. If you know the extension of your party,
thank you for calling the Smith Group. How may I direct your call?
Hi. Is it late down there?
I'm sorry. Can you say that one more time for me?
Oh, is it late down there? I don't want to wake
any... time-wise?
Yeah, I don't want to wake anybody up. It sounds like you're kind of like, you know, just a little bit. Because my car, it's making a... If someone's sleeping, I don't want to wake them up down there.
No.
Okay.
Everyone's awake and it's only 5:20 here.
Okay. Whenever I try to, it makes a, it just, like, I, you know?
Yeah. So were you looking to get a hold of the service department?
Is that who I speak to?
Yes. Would you need this for the Honda store or the Chevy store?
Honda.
Okay, let me send you back there.
Okay. I am normal. Perfectly normal.
Thank you for calling the Smith Honda Parts Department. We are currently unavailable at this time.
Aww.
Feel free to leave us a message and we will get back to you as soon as we can. Thanks and have a great day.
I can't have a great day. You ruined it. She sounded like she wasn't... It sounded like someone was asleep in the room with her. I didn't want to wake anybody up down there. I don't... It should be going. What was that ring?
Good afternoon, Teton Toyota. This is Kim. Can I help you?
Hi, Kim. Because, like, it's making a funny noise, so how do I get it down there? Kim?
I don't understand. Yes, what are you speaking of?
Because I just got it, and it's like... You hear that thing? It's trying to purr, but it ain't.
Okay. Excuse me.
Excuse you.
Where are you, and what is the story? Because I just picked the phone up.
Oh, I got a car. It's a Toyota. I was there, but now I'm here, and it's just not going.
Okay, where did you get it at? Auto Credit? Teton Auto Credit?
I got it at the Toyota.
Okay, just one moment.
Good afternoon, Teton Auto Credit. This is Mariana.
Hi, Mariana. How are you? First of all,
I'm doing good. Thank you.
And second of all, it's not going.
Who am I speaking to?
Jacoby.
Oh, what's your last name?
Feathers.
Okay, give me just a moment. See, and you have an account here with us?
I'm not sure if I, because my dad got it, and he said to say it to you about how it's not starting to go whenever I twist the thing and push on the floor buttons with the foot, and the one on the right makes it go, and the one on the left makes it stop, and there's a stick, and then you gotta like put that in N, and then it. And then you have to, like, touch on the wheel and make it start up by twisting it.
Oh, okay. Do you just need me to get you connected to the service team?
Is that who does it?
I can get you connected to them, and you can kind of let them know or explain to them what's going on with the vehicle. Would you like me to get you connected?
Okay.
Okay, give me just a moment, okay?
This call may be monitored and recorded for record keeping, training, and quality assurance purposes.
Oh, good. Good, good. It's legal.
Come to Teton Toyota.
Toyota Service, this is Justin. How can I help you?
Hi, Tristan. Teton, she said to say for you about it.
What is the phone number for your account with us?
It's my dad's, but he said I should tell Teton.
Okay, my name is Justin. I'm with Teton Toyota Service Department.
Okay.
What is the phone number for your dad's account?
He doesn't let me have it because I called him a bunch of times and then he bought a new phone and said no. He said I can't anymore, and that I'd have to call mom.
Okay. Okay. What's his name?
His name is Jacoby.
Can you spell that for me?
Y-A-K-O-B-E.
And his last name?
Feathers.
Can you spell that for me?
F-Y-E-A-T-H-E-R-S.
And have we serviced this vehicle in the past?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm not seeing an account, so go ahead and create one. What type of vehicle is it?
It's like you have to put it in the door and then twist it and then like it open and then you sit in the seat and then you put it in the thing on the right side and then you twist it and then it should start. It's not.
What is the year, make, and model of the vehicle that's giving you troubles?
It's like blue and it has two doors.
Right. But what is the year, the make, and the model of that vehicle?
A Toyota.
Right, but what year is the Toyota?
My dad got it
like,
last year.
Is this a 2024? Okay,
he got it last year.
Right, but we sell a lot of different years. Like, he may have bought it last year, but I don't know what year model it is. Is this a 2023 model, a 2024? Is it a 2017? I don't know what year vehicle that truck is or vehicle it is that he's got.
Oh, he got it.
Do you know what year it is?
2025.
Okay, do you know what type of Toyota it is?
It's got, like...
Like, is this a 4Runner? Is this a Camry? Is it a Tundra?
It's got, like...
Would it be easier if we talked to your dad?
He said
we can get
he's
it straight
asleep.
From him?
He's asleep right now.
Okay. Would it be better if we waited until he woke up that we could talk to him directly?
Maybe.
That might be better.
He said I have to like take care of this because I'm the one who broke it or something.
Okay. I'm gonna need more information. Maybe your dad has that information so that way we can help you so we can schedule a time to fix your vehicle.
Okay.
Okay, let's wait till your dad wakes up. Give us another call so that way your dad can give us the information about your vehicle.
It's like greenish looking. It's like greenish blue. It's got
okay.
four doors. It's got like.
I'm glad to hear it's a green four-door vehicle.
Yeah,
Does it say anywhere on the vehicle itself what type of vehicle it is? Like, does it say Camry on the side of the door, or like Tundra on the back of the vehicle, or Camry or Corolla or Crown somewhere on the vehicle? Can you walk around the vehicle and see if it says the name of the car on it?
Because it's in the garage right now. Like, he put it in the garage. So
can you go to the garage?
He has the key, and he's sleeping with it. He said, I can't touch it no more.
Okay, let's wait till your dad wakes up then. Let's do that, since you can't get access to the car then.
But do you hear it?
I hear a vehicle trying to rev, but I don't know what that is. I need more information. Like, I don't know what type of vehicle this is. I hear is someone trying to turn it on, and it's not working. But I don't know what it is.
It's kind of...
Can you look at the vehicle?
Yeah.
Can you look at the vehicle? Does it say, like, Corolla? Does it say Crown? Does it say Highlander or Prius or RAV4 somewhere on there?
It says Idaho.
It says Idaho on the vehicle?
Yeah. And then there's like a bunch of numbers.
Is there on the vehicle?
Yeah.
That's probably the license plate that you're looking at. Let's not look at the license plate, but on the car itself. Does it say anywhere like Tacoma or Tundra on there somewhere?
It says Teton Toyota.
It says Teton Toyota on the vehicle?
Yeah.
Well, let's wait till your dad wakes up. I think that might be better if we talk to him.
I'm stupid.
I know he said you have to take care of it, but let's have your dad call us. I think that might be better for you.
I'm stupid.
I'm sorry, it's giving you a hard time, but let's wait till your dad wakes up and have him call us, okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good day.
I love you.
Bye.
I'm sorry. Welcome to the show.
You should have told him about the Toyota Hilux.
Oh no,
it's only made in Japan.
All right, and you get some terrible echo. Oh, welcome to the show. It's the Wuppy Walk every February 22nd. I'm sorry. I'm not sure. It's not the 22nd. It's the 22nd plus 4. The 26th. At rogueserver.com/wappy. I'm not sure if this is if it's owned by, like, the... If this is the same guys. Probably is.
Thank you for calling La Quinta Inn & Suites, Idaho Falls. For reservations, press 1. For sales, press 2. To reach the front desk, press 3, or stay on the line.
I wonder what that does.
This call may be recorded or monitored for quality assurance purposes.
Oh, no.
Thank you for calling La Quinta by Wyndham. Wherever you're headed, Our everyday essentials, friendly staff, and contemporary accommodations will be a bright spot in your travel journey.
What am I doing?
To make your stay at La Quinta even more rewarding, join Wyndham.
No, I'm doing it. I'm calling back. I had to press 3 at these people.
Thank you for calling La Quinta Inn and Suites, Idaho Falls.
Thank you for calling the La Quinta Inn and Suites in Idaho Falls. This is Tristan at the front desk speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Trist. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm stupid.
Why? What's wrong?
I was trying to get it started and it's not working.
A reservation?
The room.
Are you here or are you trying to create a room?
I was trying to make a room, but it, like, I ran out of, like, you know?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get you started. What kind of room are you looking for?
It was like a smaller, like, within the room.
A smaller what's within the room? We have a king size, but those are not available. We're honestly all booked out.
Oh.
We have a king bed with a door, sofa, fireplace. We have 5 of those available. We have a... give me one quick second. We have a king bed, a sofa sleeper, and a queen bed as well. And we have 2 of those, but that's about it. We're pretty booked out here due to us having cheer teams for the next 2 days.
Oh. Us, because we're just like putting them up, we're just trying to do them for like around the fireplace to make it warmer. Like to like cozier to,
okay.
Like for its own room. We're trying
okay,
to,
so you want a room? You want a room with a fireplace?
We had the pressure treated, and we cut them all to size and everything. We got them like fast and down, but we're kind of out of drywall.
Are you trying to do something with to the room, like, or are you trying to rent a room? I'm sorry, I'm just not understanding.
Cause we brought all the stuff up here. We were cutting the wood. We were getting it all like to the right size and everything. But we're missing a chunk of drywall here, so it's gonna look pretty unprofessional.
Are you here at La Quinta Inn and Suites?
Oh, do you have any more drywall down there that we could like use to like fill it up or putty or something?
No, we're a hotel.
Yeah. I underestimated how much of it we need. We dropped some of it. It like broke and shattered to a little papery, gypsumy pieces.
Yeah, I don't think we have that here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I'm so sorry. I would call like an Ace Hardware or a Lowe's or a Home Depot. I know that they carry those supplies pretty often.
Do you have anywhere we can put this wood at? Because it's just in the room here, and it's like taking up too much space.
Are you here in our building?
Yeah.
What room?
It's because we're building it around the fireplace. That way, it would also cut down on the heat a little bit. Like, it'd keep it more contained.
Okay, what room are you in?
You go in, and then like you go up, and then to I think the right.
So you're on second floor?
I think.
Okay, what's the room number?
Because
sir,
we just.
Do you need medical help? Like, I'm confused what's going on.
No.
If we have your phone, you can call the paramedics if you need help.
I'm just stupid. I'm not in danger. I'm just stupid.
Okay, well, if you need something, come down to the front desk and talk to us because we can't be on the phone.
Okay.
It's not getting anywhere. Thank you. Bye.
I love you. Welcome to the show. We're live on rogueserver.com/whoopee. It is me, and welcome. Welcome to it. The Rogue Server file jockey has a slight headache, but it's okay.
Thank you for calling the Idaho Falls Target Store. For hours and location information, press 1. To reach a specific department, press 2. For electronics, press 1. Guest service desk, order pickup or...
Hello, Target Idaho Falls. How can I help you?
I have a headache.
Okay.
So, what do I do? I'm stupid.
I don't really know how to help you with that.
I'm stupid. Like... I'm doing a Hootis thing. I'm pretty sure that's just a Hootis thing. Oh, I'm still messing around with a pill bottle. Hello? Hello?
You are being transferred to the operator.
What the fuck? What?
Thank you for calling Country Inn & Suites. This is Pam.
Hi, Pam. What happened?
Hi, Pam. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Like, I called up and it said something at me, and then it just, like, went to you?
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm just not sure. I was trying to take my, because I was trying to do, my pills.
So, are you here? Are you in-house here?
Yeah, I'm in a house. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It just rang.
Because I did cut off all my hair.
All my hair.
Like you said to do.
What did I tell you to do? I'm sorry, you kind of cut out.
You said this is Pam, and you have to cut off all your hair.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Was I not supposed to do that then?
Cut off all my hair?
All my hair.
No.
Welcome to the show. Well, there is a person who's been in here, and if they would like to introduce themselves. headphone
Thank you
terrible.
For calling the Holiday Inn Express and Suite. Experience our new modern look and feel in Idaho Falls. For reservations, press 1. To speak with our front desk, press...
Oh, wait, I wonder if this will, like...
Thank you for calling...
Let's see.
Holiday Inn Express and Suites in Idaho Falls. Can I please get you to hold?
Meta, I can't. I got to roll up this carpet. Where do you want me to put it?
A carpet?
Yeah, I got to roll this carpet up.
I'm not sure.
Where do I put it? Because, like, and I think I'm going to need help. It's like a whole section of carpet. You need to roll it out and get it out of here.
Okay, at the hotel?
Yeah, like, can you help me with this?
Where are you at?
Like, the second floor?
What room?
I was in, like, 210, but now I'm in 211. I'm just trying to get all the carpet out of here. And we get the carpet from all the other rooms, like, in this room right now, and I'm not
Are
sure.
Are you doing renovation?
I guess. They said to do it.
We don't have anyone here doing renovation right now.
Oh, they said I had to roll up the carpet, so.
Yeah, we don't have anyone on property right now doing carpet. Are you sure you got the right hotel?
Yeah, the Holiday Inn.
Is there a restaurant attached?
Is there? I'm not sure. I just got here. I haven't had time to, like, check it out.
Okay, I'm pretty sure you have the wrong hotel.
Is this the one that has, like two zeros at the end?
Both Holiday Inns end with two zeros.
Okay, but, it's like 2270.
22798.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 2270 South Fork Boulevard. It's 3005 South Fork Boulevard.
Channing.
Are you at the Country Inn and Suites next door?
Yeah. I'm not sure what I was trying to do over there. So.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I got some guests. I'll be right back with you.
I'm sorry. No, it's okay. Thank you. I got it handled.
Okay, yeah, I think you might be calling the wrong place.
Okay, yes, all right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
I love you. I missed a call. What did I say to these people? Oh, is this the, is that the, I don't know what that was. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. I was not offered ibuprofen, but I had to provide my own. What the? Oh, I got my... it's itchy inside the nose. Oh,
got you.
Yes. Essie and Tylee.
Thank you for calling Dillard's. How may I direct your call?
My name is Dylan.
Hi, can I help you?
So, where do we go from here?
Hello?
Hey. Like...
This is Dillard's. How much?
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Like,
what
the
department?
Store? Like, the store?
This is the Idaho Falls store.
Oh, is this the one where you, like... Because I, like, bought something there.
Okay.
So I'm not sure what to do about it.
You had it sent to this store?
I picked it up from the store.
Okay. Are you doing a return? I guess I'm not understanding what you're asking me.
Because I had shoes, and they didn't, like they couldn't, they said no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did purchase something, and you didn't pick it up, and they said, no, it's not here?
I was putting the shoes on, they said, no, I can't.
Okay. Were you putting them on hold, and then they said that's too many days, or what? I'm not understanding.
Oh, it's like on the foot. Like, to try them.
Okay. Let me get you down to the shoe department. One moment.
Okay.
So, shoe department, this is Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. This is Dylan.
Sorry, say that one more time?
I'm Dylan.
How can I help you?
They said no, and I tried to put a shoe on.
Sorry, I'm not understanding what you mean.
I like to put the shoe on the foot. They said no. So I was trying to put him like the shoes on the foot. They said no.
You tried to put shoes on and we wouldn't let you?
Is that what happened?
Huh?
I'm stupid.
Let me have you talk to my manager.
Okay.
Hi there, how can I help you today, sir?
Hi, Morgan. I'm stupid.
No promises, but what can I do for you?
Because I think I was trying to put shoes on, they said no.
Do you have a question relating to shoes, sir?
Because I was trying to put the shoe on my foot, and they said no.
A shoe on your foot? Yeah, do you have any, like, what's going on with the shoe on your foot, sir?
I was trying to put it on, but they said no.
Oh, gotcha. Well, typically we're very happy to help with getting shoes on.
Okay.
But, you know, obviously you have to be present for us to help with that.
Yeah. So, what about, at this juncture, what's the best course of option? Do I come down there? Do I try to take the shoe off, or do I try to put it on and disregard, like, what happened? Or do I, do I have to buy before I try, or do I, is it like a,
gotcha,
put it on the foot and then walk around on it to test it?
Yeah, you know what? Your best course of action might be, you could try hopping all the way down or levitating. One of those two could work real well. I don't think we have any horse rentals in the mall, so that may not be a good option. But yeah, I mean, it's, calling an ambulance, terrible, Morgan.
Are you okay?
You know, just having an asthma attack. It's all good.
Okay.
No, like I said, we're happy to help with that when you're here, but I don't have a good solution unless you're in-store, unfortunately, because we're not allowed to leave the premises.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
I'm stupid.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
That's okay.
Well, good luck to you, sir. You have a great day.
I love you.
You too. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
I didn't like that lady.
Oh, Speem, you can do whatever, whenever. Welcome to the show where you are listening live.
Can you hear me?
Oh, barely. Are you able to speak up?
Speed. did little Rosin go?
I think he skedaddled, unfortunately.
Is that better?
Yes.
Tiff, can you do a call? I'll do sound effects for you. It's okay. You don't have to.
If I need sound effects, fuck yeah. That was a lot of pressure.
Dixie's Diner.
Oh gosh, thank you.
Dixie's Diner, this is Macy. How can I help you?
Oh gosh, thank goodness you answered the phone, Macy. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I could be better, but okay, I just need you to listen for just a moment. Basically, what's going on is I'm calling from 2045, and you're actually my mother. And what happens is you support me, and you love me, and you tell me, oh, you can do anything you want. You can be whoever you want to be. And you give me all of this money so I can become a SoundCloud rapper. Macy, Mom, it doesn't turn out well for me. I need you to not support me with my music career. Mom, it's bad. I'm telling you, Mom, don't support me with the SoundCloud rapper thing. Listen, I'm just like,
Oh, I think that's a vague idea I could build off of.
I lost my book of notes. I don't know what to do. I have a little book of notes somewhere.
Ugh. Are they live?
Real live notes?
Yes. What the hell is the time in Idaho right now, anyway? Okay, good. This is a really stupid idea, but that seems to be the theme.
Perfect.
This call is being recorded for quality assurance.
Hallelujah.
Thanks for calling Exhale Resort and Spa. Due to the high volume of calls for Valentine's packages, our phones are extremely busy. If you're unable to reach us, please leave a message and we will return your call as soon as possible. Thank you for your patience. To speak with a receptionist, please stay on the line. For information and pricing on our hot pools, please press 1. For spa services, please note that we have a 2-hour cancellation policy for all appointments, and late This call is being recorded for quality assurance. Thanks for calling Exhale Resort and Spa.
Jesus Christ.
Due to the high volume of calls for
No, fuck off. Oh, I'm sorry. If you weren't expecting foul language tonight,
Swears.
Yeah, Don't do it.
Fuck.
Uh-oh, you're going to jail.
Too late.
I'm trying to keep calls where I swear off of YouTube. Oh, youtube.com/@junior-.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Destination Finn. How can I help you?
Hi, it's like 7, it's almost 8.
Okay.
So, I think your time's wrong down there.
What do you mean?
Whenever I was looking at your time down there, it said it was almost 6. So that doesn't make any sense.
What doesn't make any sense?
Well, whenever I was down there and I was looking around at all the clocks and watches and stuff, it said 6. Like, it was almost 6.
Right now it is almost 6 o'clock.
No, it's almost 8 o'clock. Can you just, change it?
For what?
Can you change it so it's right? Because it's almost 8 o'clock here.
Where are you?
Oh, my house.
Okay, because I'm here in Idaho Falls at Destination Inn, and here it's 5:58 p.m.
No,
so it's
7:58 in 33 seconds, post-meridian Eastern.
Okay,
so,
I'm sorry about that.
Can you change it to that then?
To the correct time?
Yeah, which is like 7:58 and 45 seconds post meridian.
I think we might be in different time zones. I'm sorry. Is there anything I can help you with?
Time zones?
Are you interested in staying with us at our hotel, or do you have any questions about our hotel?
What's time zones?
I'm sorry. I think that's all I can help you with. Is there any other questions I can do?
I'm stupid. What's time zones?
So in different parts of the world, in different parts of the country, it's a different time in different places. So here it's almost 6 o'clock, but somewhere else, like in Florida, it would be a different time.
Oh. Okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Okay. Well, thank you. I hope you have a good rest of your night.
Me too. Thank you. I learned something today. You know, it might not seem like I'm, like, capable of learning it, but, you know, sometimes some of these, it does stick a little bit. So
good job.
Thank you for helping me out with this. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
And you didn't have to either. Like, you could have, like, just ignored me, but the fact that you, like you tried to teach me shows that you care.
Of course.
You don't hate me.
Of course not.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, you have a great night. Okay? Stay safe.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How did she describe the different time zones? What did she say?
Oh, in different parts of the country, it's different times. Like in Florida, it's a different time than here. Oh, and if you're listening, live on rogueserver.com/Wappy. I'm Wappy, your Rogue Server file jockey. It's 8 on the dot and 37 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, February 26th, 2026. Who wants to do a telephone communication style call? Oh, wait, why did I...
I'll try one and then I have to go.
Okay, do it.
To the bathroom? Gross, dude.
Maybe.
Yuck.
Thank you for calling Resident 10. Can I place you on a brief hold, please?
No, this is going to be real quick. What's your current time there?
It is 6 o'clock.
Okay, 6 o'clock. If I go back, like, is it exactly 6 o'clock?
It's 6:01, yes, sir.
And how many seconds?
I can't see that, unfortunately.
Can you, like, make a guess and then we'll just count together?
37.
37. 30. What's, 38? 39? Can you keep going? Just one sec. I'm almost done. 39. Mm-hmm.
44.
Thank you. At 49:50.
Okay, it just turned 6:02.
What's 6:02? No, what's that? Oh, it's just turned 6:02. Okay, thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
And
you're so welcome.
And then 6:02, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. What's the seconds now?
I can't see the seconds, sir.
About 20, just... 21.
Yeah.
22. You're really helping. Thanks. 24. Well, here it comes. 25. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Have a good day.
You too.
I wanted you to make her keep counting.
It got a little weird.
Nice. Thank you. Beam left, but that was...
Speam.
This is the Pancake and Steakhouse?
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't look like it.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't look like it. It looks like, you know, like a regular, you know, like da 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 da, like regular. It looks normal. I don't know. There's something about it. Tiff, do you want to call?
Yes, please.
Okay, I hope that.
But, I mean, honestly, you should do it over again, because that didn't really count.
Okay, I'll do it. Oh, there's a river. Okay, that one is a no.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn, Idaho Falls. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
You have to listen to the phone tree. Pick up. Jesus.
Conversation Quality in Idaho Falls front desk.
Hi. Is this the front desk at the Quality Inn at Idaho Falls?
Yeah.
Okay. How do I get there from the snake?
With, do you see that big round building?
Yeah.
There.
That's how I get there from the snake?
Yeah, the Quality Inn at the moment isn't really taking any new guests. However, check-in would be at the big round building, which is the Comfort Suites.
Chicken? I'm sorry.
Chicken.
Okay. I was supposed to visit Mike. He said, come on up.
I'm so sorry. I would not be able to give out any information on that. So
I don't need any.
If he gives you the go-ahead, okay.
I could just go up and see Mike. Because I have all the numbers about him.
If that's so, then yes.
Okay. How do I get back down to the snake?
I don't know where you are, so I would not be able to tell you.
Oh, I'm on the snake. You know?
Where, though?
Like, I'm going down, 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 down. I went under a bridge.
That doesn't really tell me much. Just head to the big round building.
Okay, there's water. There's water, too, but I'm not... That's not helpful. Do you have any questions for me at this
what
time?
Room number, what room number are you heading to?
I think, like, 107 or something.
I don't have a 107.
Well, you said, like, you'd meet me at 107, and then we'd go to his room.
Okay, I don't know where that is, so you would have to ask him. All right, well, have a good day.
Okay. I'm stupid. All I have, there's the Snake River, and that's, these are all along the Snake River, so if that's something you want to do something with.
I don't know if I'm ready for snakes. Oh god. Oh. It's a cool river name.
Long Is ring.
Oh.
Thank you for calling Best Western Driftwood Inn in Idaho Falls. This is Shimmy. How may I help you?
Hi, Shimmy. I was wondering, it's really a jar of full flavor, but I think I'm done with them now. I don't want to eat all of the bed bugs. What do I do with them?
Excuse me? Say that again?
It's okay. I don't want to eat all of the bed bugs. Like, I'm full, and they were flavorful, but, like, am I supposed to give them back to the desk, or do I put them outside of the door? I just don't want to get in trouble for not finishing them.
What is it that you have? Sorry.
Oh, it's okay. I finished all of the bed bugs that I wanted, but like there's still some left, and I don't know where to put the rest. It said collect booking from guests.
What room are you in?
I'm in 17.
You're in 17?
Yes. They got in my teeth, and like it was good. The flavor was very like good, but I don't know, like it's just too much in the teeth. It's uncomfortable.
Okay. What's the name on your reservation?
Snake.
It was Smith, you said?
Yes. Snake Smith? I think some of them are still alive. Is this normal in Idaho? Like, is this like a common, like, I'm used to like mints on the pillow and stuff, but.
I'm a little confused. So you're saying
it's okay.
In your room?
I'm stupid too. Yeah, in my room there was this little jar of bed bugs on the pillow. And what do I do with the rest of them?
Can I put you on just a brief hold?
No. 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 Why? Where are you going?
I think I'm just going to put you on a brief hold really quick.
Oh, no,
I might
don't
have
do
someone
that. I
come
get really
up to your room.
On hold. You're going to come to my room?
I think we might have someone come inspect your room.
Oh, no, please
based
don't.
Off of
I'm
what
doing
you're
things
saying.
In here. I'm doing things in my room. It's private. I'm an OnlyFans model, so. You can't come in here.
Was the jar of bed bugs, is that a good sound?
Yeah, I like that you did that. I like that a lot. Thank you. Oh. Do you have a headache?
Oh, I had one and I took 2 ibuprofen and now it's fading away.
That's good. I used the word snake.
Oh, I...
Hey, Hey there. We're glad you called the True by Hilton Idaho Falls, featuring our free Hot Topic breakfast, free fast Wi-Fi.
You are being transferred to the operator.
True by Hilton Idaho Falls.
Hi, this is Snake River.
Hey.
I don't want the rest of these anymore.
What?
Like the jar of ticks and bed bugs. I ate most of it. I don't need it anymore.
This is.
You're true.
This is the True by Hilton?
Yeah, you're true. Hi. I'm Snake River.
Uh-huh.
I don't want it anymore, though.
Oh, did we call you for...
Yeah, you called me and said, eat the jar, and I said, okay, I'll try, and then I ate most of it, but I'm not able to stomach the rest of them.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
You want me to just bring it down to you, to the front there?
Yeah.
The lid broke, so do you have any, like, foil or anything? I've been covering it with my hand.
We might have some foil or a bag for it.
Oh, okay. Some of these guys are still alive in here, and I just don't want them, like, scurrying about, like, biting people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I was just confused. I'm like, when you said that, I was like, wait, what's going on? So now now I get it.
Yeah, it's just, like, we have bed bugs and ticks. Just, you know, the normal stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, if you come down, we can figure something out for you.
Do you want to eat any of these?
Probably not.
They're not very good. They taste pretty bad. And there's like kite in my teeth.
Mm. Yeah, no, I'm good.
Well, I got a big one here. Ugh. It doesn't taste good. I think it's like a mama tick.
Mm-hmm.
Or a boss bed bug. Ugh. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Can I check your eyes whenever I come down there? Make sure you, like, shine a light in them, make sure your pupils are dilating the right way and everything?
Why?
Just to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, I'm totally fine. I'm just trying to do two things at once, that's all.
Oh, yeah. I got a light. I'll just shine it in your eyes. I'll have you follow it, and then we'll test your, like, motor response.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, if you want to bring it down, you can. I got some other guests I could help.
Okay, can I help them, too? Like, I'll shine the light in their eyes and make sure they're okay?
No, thank you.
It's a free serve.
It's a free service.
It's totally normal, too.
I liked your crunching. That was awful.
I do have... I got some candies. Live, real crunching. Oh, another hotel along the Snake River.
Who?
Hilton Garden Inn.
Air Hilton Garden.
Thank you for calling the Hilton Garden Inn, Idaho Falls, where our spacious rooms, restaurant and bar, and flexible meeting spaces are waiting for you. For an existing or previous reservation or shuttle service,
rooms?
Press 1. For new room reservations, press 2. For group sales and negotiated rates, press 3. For events and catering, press 4.
You are being transferred to the operator.
I'm pretty sure she said safe rooms.
Creepy.
Thank you for calling Hilton Garden Inn. This is Tony. How can I help you?
Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. How can I help you?
I'm doing good. I want to start off by saying my stay here has been really good so far, mostly, but
today a few times, like as I've come in and out of the facility, people keep throwing flags at me.
Like throwing what at you?
Flags. Somebody went interference and they threw one, and just earlier my daughter went down through the lobby and somebody threw a flag at her also. And it was like rough for roughing.
Are they in the actual lobby?
Yeah. It was somebody that works there.
I am the only one in the lobby, and I've been here all day.
Okay, and I definitely
I didn't throw anything at anyone.
Okay, I don't want the penalty enforcement. Like, so maybe it wasn't you, but somebody keeps throwing flags. Like, oh, fumble the flag, and like, I don't understand. Is it a tradition there at the hotel? Like, I don't know what's happening.
We don't. There's nobody. I seriously
there were, like,
have been
little yellow ones. Oh God.
Are you staying at the Hilton Garden Inn?
Yes. Near Snake River, yeah. Oh God. I want to challenge it. Beam told me to. Holding. I didn't do that. I don't know what's going on. Oh God.
I think you need to come down to the front desk and talk to me, because I...
So we are going to challenge it? Please don't blow the whistle when I do it this time.
I just want to be able to understand what you're talking about, and I have no idea what you're talking about. And I have been...
Well,
I have literally been in the lobby all day.
Okay, that's... I mean... The whole day? Are you peeing in a cup back there, or like you must go to the bathroom sometimes, or
I have not been to the restroom
all day
this morning. All day.
Holy fuck, dude! Are you drinking water? That's not good for you. What
yes,
do you mean?
I drink water.
Are you
when I'm on
it? It is.
No, I don't have to hold it. I'm not. No, but I need to clear this up with you. So I need you to come down to the front desk and talk to me about this. I can give you my manager's number, email address. You can get a hold of him if you think I have done something
wrong. Yeah, 'cause of the flag throwing. No, I think we're at a different point in the call now. I'm more concerned about you now that you've been there since this morning and you haven't gone to the restroom. You're not drinking enough water. And I'm
going to
throw a flag at you. I'm worried about you.
I am
maybe
drinking.
Maybe you're so dehydrated that you forgot. Maybe you're so dehydrated you forgot that you're throwing flags.
Ma'am, I am not throwing anything at anyone. I am going to disconnect this call. If you want to talk about this further, you can come down to the front desk.
All right, but I'm going to come back and I'm going to look behind the desk and make sure there aren't jars of peas. Oh, she's gone.
Yeah. Ma'am, I'm not throwing anything at anyone.
All day without a piss.
That's
I feel
rough.
Bad. Maybe she has a diaper. I'm sorry, lady.
Just sucks. And then she's by that river all day. She's looking at water flowing.
Yeah.
Oh, and welcome to the show. It's 8:22 and 50 seconds postmeridian Eastern.
Thank you for calling Clarion Inn in Idaho Falls. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Thanks for calling Clarion Inn, Idaho Falls. To make reservations with our front desk, please press 1. To get directions to hotel, press 2. To get a hold of our cells between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m.
Cells?
Only, press 3. Thank you.
What if I press that one?
buttons.
Thank you for calling, Clayton. Can you hold with a minute, please?
I'm coming to collect your urine jugs.
Sorry?
I'm calling to collect your urine jugs at the front desk.
Yeah, this is the front desk. Can you hold with a minute because I'm middle of the customer?
Oh, no, I just need to come down there and take your urine jugs from you real quick.
Okay.
All right, so I can do that?
So you sorry?
I'm just coming down to collect your urine jugs.
What do you want to collect?
Your urine jugs, your pee jugs, and anything with bodily fluids in it. We're just coming to collect it and dump it down there in the river.
So are you from which river, Rome?
A snake river.
Can you hold for a minute because I'm
just
gonna,
no, I'll just come down. I'll take your pee jug from you and I'll dump that in the river.
Okay,
that way you don't have to do it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Interesting.
For the incidental, you want to use same card or different card?
Uh-oh, she's going to hang up.
Credit card number is?
Oh, no.
It's 200, but it will be back when you check out. So this is your ID bank, and I will give you the key card. So we have a morning breakfast 6 to 9 in the lobby here. Okay. Checkout time is 11 o'clock, and for the Wi-Fi, there is no password. Your room is 261. It is on the second floor.
261 on the second floor.
Okay. You need one or two keys.
Did she say direct dial?
Okay. No.
No.
So right now we're in the lobby here. Yeah? Cross from the lobby, cross the parking, there is elevator. Take elevator, your room is on that side. 261. Okay? And you have to put your key like this, with the logo go down. Okay? And if you need anything, just let me know in front of us, we can help you to have it. Thank you. Come in your thing.
Hello.
Yeah. I appreciate your patience.
Yeah, we are going to return your money for the boat room. I will be returning you to Priceline, and Priceline will be returned to you.
Okay, I probably should hang up, but
so
I'm really intrigued.
I have a Priceline card with you, so I can...
I know.
Even though there's nothing happening.
You can contact them, and just let them, well, we are going to refund your room charge.
We might be learning things.
Well, there's someone in 261.
Yeah, I refuse, but...
216.
I don't want to lose your...
No, she said 261.
I take approval on my
website,
and then I'm going to pause it. That's right. Why I call you.
10 seconds.
Yeah, my management approved me for the refund.
Okay, there's just going to be a phone off the hook there.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's why so many hotels we call are busy. Oh, can I use this as for another? Oh, do you want to go?
No, that deserves a redo.
Okay.
Please.
Well, I don't think they do direct dial at that hotel. Come on, pick up. They're not going to pick up. Oh, live water sounds.
Thank you for calling Super 8 by Wyndham, Idaho Falls. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better.
I think she likes 3.
Great.
Hey. It's Super.
Hello.
Hi. My name's Snake River.
Okay.
Hi, Colin. We're just informing you that we're coming to the front desk to collect your pee jugs. I'm just going to take them.
For what?
Your pee jugs. I'm just going to take them.
I don't know what that is.
You know, like, because you can't leave the front desk.
Yeah.
So we're just going to take your bottles and jugs, and we're going to sanitize them for you. And we're just going to put them right back where they were. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Are you able to, like, present them when we come down there?
I don't know where I would find them.
It should be, like, under the desk there. It should be, like, a water bottle with, like, yellow in it.
I don't have anything like that.
Or, like, a milk jug?
Nope.
Orange juice bottle? Perhaps?
Nope. Don't have any of that.
Nothing with a lid that you can, like, screw back on and off? Maybe, like, a Coke bottle?
No, I don't have anything like that.
Okay, it might have turned orange at this point. So,
I don't have anything. I have a blue cleaning bottle that we just put fluid in. That's it.
All right, we'll take the blue cleaning bottle and we'll dump the pee out of that into the river and we'll bring it back. We'll wash it out real good for you. I just don't know.
It's a clean spray bottle. I just, like,
it, you peed
it
in?
Doesn't need to be emptied.
It's okay. We'll just dump the pee out and we'll put fresh cleaner in
There's no pee. It's just fresh cleaner that we just put in today.
That you just peed in, yeah. It's not an issue. Like, we got all the tools and stuff here.
It doesn't need it, though, is what I'm saying. It's like we just put it in today.
You just peed in it, yeah.
Pee.
So we'll just take it from you.
No,
we'll replace
no
the
pee.
Contents, and then you'll be good to go, and it won't have any pee in it.
There's no pee in it.
Oh.
It's cleaning solution. It's
what the
not
hell
pee.
Are you peeing in down there, then?
Toilets?
Toilets?
Yes.
Could you just take your toilets and then dump those out and then bring them back?
No, we flush the toilets when we're done using them.
Okay, where does that go? Does that go to the river?
No, it just goes into the city sewer supply.
We'll just take them, we'll dump them in the river and bring them right back for you.
There's really no point in it.
That's free of charge. It's a free service. It's good. It's good.
I don't have anything like that, though.
I'll just take it and dump it in the river for you.
It's really okay. We don't need it.
No, it's okay. I could just... Parley, it'll take me.
He humored you for a really long time.
Oh, yeah.
I want to collect the pee jugs. Ew, that's a sentence I never thought I'd say.
Do it.
I'm corrupted. Oh.
They're all along the river here, so...
Snake River. That's kind of scary. Am I a robot? I went inside now.
Thank you for calling.
No.
If you have a touchtone phone, you may enter the extension of the person you'd like to reach.
Uh-oh.
For a personnel directory, press 9. If you need assistance, press 0 or remain on the line.
All right, do you want to talk to the front or a room?
A fucking room, dude.
Oh. The operator.
Let's
I can do that. I can do that.
Well, let's try some rooms.
That sounds fun. Come collect a pee.
Thank you for calling. If you have a touchtone phone, you may enter. You are being transferred to a guest. That extension is not valid. Please try again. You are being transferred to a guest.
On this, just it goes.
That extension is not valid. Please.
You are being transferred to a guest. You are being transferred to
the
operator. It's a big river. The
second to Columbia River in the northwest.
Let's go into the operator.
I'm sorry, but no one is available to take your call. That mailbox is full and cannot accept it.
Wow, what a piece of shit hotel.
Fucking piece of shit. You can edit it.
Editing?
Why?
That sounds like it takes like effort and hours, and then you have to... Audacity is slow.
But then you do the... and the energy drink, and... And then that, the, you...
Thank you for calling Conference Plus. I'm free in Idaho Falls. To better serve you, please listen to the following options. To make a reservation, press 1. To make a group reservation, press 2. To contact the front desk or a guest at the property, press 3. Again, thank you for calling and have a wonderful
day. Give me another idea.
A P-Jugs?
I'm going to do that one, though.
Okay, do that
one. Yeah.
Thank you for calling Best Western Plus, Cotton Tree in Idaho Falls. This is Sarah. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Hey, Sarah. No, I really quick. I'm about 2 minutes out. I didn't get the text message, and I'm not seeing it in email, about the P-Jugs. Normally, I get the message to pick them up. Are they outside waiting?
For what? I'm sorry?
Oh, it's okay, sir. For the urine jugs, I'm about to pick them up.
And then our bulk room.
I'm running pretty behind tonight. I don't really have time to run into the reception.
To pick up what? I'm sorry.
The urine jugs. Are there
I don't
it's just
know
I don't
any.
Have I don't have a dolly. I don't have anybody else helping me.
Are you sure you have the right number? Because I don't have anything
yes,
like that.
I have a contract with you folks. Yep. So are you not oh God. I'm gonna get in big trouble if I don't have enough pee jugs to bring back.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to put you on a brief hold.
Can you please look behind the desk? Sarah, no. This is important. You're going to maybe get in trouble. Oh, Sarah put me on hold. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. You misspoke there, but that was a good...
I did. I said drugs. Pee drugs.
Yes. Urine drugs.
I heard it. Urine drugs.
I want to do that.
I want to complain as a guest about them. Somebody took my urine jugs. My pee jugs.
Call it Outback. Steakhouse.
Wasted. Come make bunnies.
G'day, mate. Thanks for calling Outback Steakhouse in Idaho Falls.
Oh.
Located at 970 Lindsay Boulevard.
Please hold a moment.
Oh, okay, cool.
Outback Steakhouse, how can I help you?
Hey, man, this is Mork. This is Outback?
Yeah.
Okay, can I come, like, collect your urine drugs?
Sorry, our what?
Your urine drugs.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna fail this, man. It's gonna be a failure. They're gonna kick me out.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I would have to talk to my manager.
Your manager?
Yeah.
Is he in charge of all the urine drugs you got down there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just trying to get like so I don't pop pot.
Yeah, I have no clue.
At a poppy seed roll.
I'm going to let you talk to my manager.
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Justin.
Justin, hey man, it's Mark.
How's it going?
She said I could talk to you about it.
Sure.
Like, where do you have your urine drugs down there?
What exactly are you talking about?
Urine drugs. If I don't pass this, they're gonna kick me out.
Oh, you meaning drug tests?
Yeah, I ate a poppy seed roll and I'm gonna pop hot.
Yeah. Do you work for me?
Do I have to tell you?
Well, I'm assuming you don't, so...
Can you just, do it for me? That way I test clean?
I don't even know what you're talking about, but I definitely need to get back to my job, so...
No, I ate a poppy... Justin, I ate a poppy seed roll, and I'm going to pop hot on the test. This is a show positive for opiates.
Yeah.
So I need some of your urine drugs.
Yeah. No. Well,
yeah.
You.
I buy them off you $200. How's that sound?
Nope.
Justin, man, help me out, dude. I come down there all the time. I've spent at least $50 there over the past couple years. If you don't show support for your customers, who the heck are you? How can I trust you?
Is this Jeremy?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I still don't trust you on that.
Of Jeremy?
Yeah.
Is that believable?
You sound like him.
Okay. Can I buy your pee?
No.
Okay. $200. How's that sound?
No.
They can't even get deoxyribonucleic acid from that, man. They don't even know it's yours.
Maybe try Applebee's. Thanks.
Applebee's? Justin, man, I got $500.
Yeah, fucking Jeremy.
He said try Applebee's.
He's doing this.
Justin Outback. I have to do something with the names. Where are the Applebee's here? Applebee's. That's gonna kick me. Okay, I gotta find where I was at. Idaho. Oh, and welcome to the show. You're listening live. Oh, right here. Okay. Oh, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm trying to read the chat, but I have comic chat, so.
Oh, it's a cartoon for you.
Yeah, it's a cartoon, and it's kind of big, and then you get to see three lines at max. I need to get, a dedicated monitor. All right, I have to call Applebee's.
Thank you for calling Applebee's, featuring late-night, half-price appetizers. To place... Thank you for calling Applebee's, featuring late-night, half-price appetizers.
You're gonna have to listen
to place a to-go order, please press 1. To speak to a manager or team member, please press 2.
Oh, I gotta listen to all two options.
Thanks for calling Applebee's, where we're eating good in the neighborhood.
Oh, no, number 2.
Hi, thank you for calling Applebee's, and I don't know. My name is Micaiah. How can I help you?
I'm Micaiah. This is Jeremy. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Justin from Outback said I should call you about my situation.
just, sorry, what is the situation that's going on?
He said you'd be able to sell it to me if I needed it.
I'm so sorry, could you repeat that?
Because I tried to buy some urine drugs off of Justin, and he said, no, call Applebee's. So that's what I'm doing.
I'm so sorry. I'm very confused. Could you repeat that one more time?
He said I'd be able to buy, like, a pee off you. I eat a poppy seed roll. I'm a... Oh, she hung up.
Oh.
I don't know what that voice is. I'm pretty sure it's like a Logmont voice. Do you want to be Jeremy?
No.
No? Do you want to speak to Jakers?
I don't think that sounds appropriate.
Jakers?
What's Jakers?
That's Jakers.
Sure. Fuck yeah, I do.
Jakers, Idaho Falls Vacations with Maya. How may I help you?
Hey, Maya. How are you tonight?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm running about 5 minutes behind on picking up the piss jugs. Are they all outside for me?
You said you're picking up a pickup, you said?
No, the piss jugs.
Sorry, can you repeat that real quick? The phone is cutting out really bad. I apologize.
Oh, it's okay, Maya. Sometimes we're all a little bit stupid. I'm heading there to pick up the piss jugs. There should be about 12 of them I'm seeing on this order slip. Maybe they're behind the desk.
Let me transfer to my manager real quick, and I'll see if maybe...
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, okay, Maya, no problem.
Real quick.
10 seconds worth of hold, and then go. I didn't have anything to do with it. Alright, fuck them. Okay.
I want to hit enter. Wait, I want to...
What?
Is that how that one goes?
Da-na-na-na-na. Is that what you're doing? Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to Whoopi's Walk. Whoopi Walk. It is 8:47 and 10 seconds post meridian Eastern. February 26th, 2026, live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Blue Danube. Yes. Jesus Christ, that's loud.
This is Christoph.
There you go.
How can I help?
It's Jeremy from Outback Steakhouse.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Is this better?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Jeremy from Outback.
Hello?
I'm Jeremy from Outback Steakhouse. How are you doing tonight?
No, it's not. This is Gas and Grub.
You're Gas and Grub. Calling right back.
She hung up on you.
Yeah. Oh, she has every right to. Okay, and she said no about it. Oh, welcome to the show. I guess we're gonna go back to calling, well, whatever
the hell
pops up here. Snakes?
Snakes. I don't know, I'm just saying words.
calling the Fairfield Inn & Suites in Idaho Falls. We are currently assisting other guests. Please press 0 to connect to the front desk. Thank you.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling the Fairfield Inn, Idaho Falls. This is David speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, David. This is Jeremy from Outback Steakhouse. How are you doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Yo, I'm doing all right. I just need to come down there and collect your urine jugs.
Our what, sorry?
Your urine jugs. You have a contract with Outback. We get to collect the urine jugs, and we get to sterilize it and use it in our cooking.
I don't think we have anything like that, unfortunately.
Yeah, what are you using at the front desk there? You got, like, a cleaner bottle or something?
I'm sorry?
You got, like, a milk jug or something back there that you pee into? This is Jeremy from Outback Steakhouse.
No, we do not.
We're just going
to... I mean,
cans.
I don't work... We don't have anything to do with the Outback Steakhouse. I wish
no, y'all
did,
got a contract but... with us. We collect your pee jugs. We use it in our cooking.
Is that so?
Yeah, we got blooming onion. We bloom that in pee.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but we don't have anything like that.
Y'all got any pee jugs you throwing out in the garbage can?
I wouldn't know about that. I mean, you're free to check, but
yeah.
I don't think we do.
We find a pee bottle. We pay
you
$50 per.
Per? Only 50?
Yeah.
No, that's way too low. No. You got to upsell that.
Y'all, you're not popping hot on the test down there, right?
No, but I bet if you call either Wendy's or Olive Garden. Maybe
yeah.
Wendy's might have some. They might have a better chance.
Y'all bet. Because they are a competitor. You mean competitor whatever.
I mean, we don't do that, but I'm pretty sure Olive Garden and Wendy's are competitive against that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I had a poppy seed roll, so I'm popping hot for opiates, so I can't use mine in the cooking down there.
Oh, man. I mean, that just adds a flavor. What are you talking about?
I know, right? It, like, adds a little bit of numbness whenever you bite into that blooming onion.
All right, man. Unfortunately, I do have to let you go. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'll speak to you later, David. How's that sound?
You have a good one, man.
Yo, come down to Outback. I'll get you a free meal, man.
I'm currently working. I wish I could, but I can't right now.
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy? Okay. I'll keep that name in mind.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. You have a good one.
Peace!
Goodbye.
I love you.
Aww, you made her laugh.
Oh, it's David.
No, it wasn't.
That's David. Do you want to call Olive Garden or Wendy's?
Whatever happens. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing. If that was that late. What? Okay. Oh, God. I need my little book. It's gone.
Thank you for calling Olive Garden and Edit
it for me.
Here for curbside pickup. Check in on the Texas link or press 3 now.
Chicken.
For your convenience, place your curbside to-go order or catering order at olivegarden.com or use the Olive Garden app. For large catering orders, press 1. For
invalid entry.
Oh,
please
God.
Try again.
Four.
Thank you for calling Olive Garden in Idaho Falls. Here for curbside pickup, check in on the Texas link or press 3 now. For your convenience, place your curbside to-go order or catering order at olivegarden.com
or use
the Olive Garden app. For large catering orders, press 1. For seating information, visit the Olive Garden app or press 2 for seating information. For all other inquiries, press 3.
Okay.
Thank you for calling Olive Garden Idaho Falls. This is Jazz. We're not going to help you.
Hi, Jaws. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I just got home. We got a to-go order a little bit ago. I'm looking inside of the breadsticks. there's a note that says, can I get that jar of pee? What's going on with that?
I'm so sorry. What did it say?
Yeah, there's like a little note inside of my breadstick bag, and it says, can I get that jar of pee? Is it...
Oh. Do you want me to transfer it to the manager about that?
Sure. I mean...
Yeah, okay.
Does this happen often there?
No, this is the first I'm hearing about that,
I'm
so sorry about that.
I don't have to share, yeah, like, I don't know, like, okay.
Yeah, let me just actually transfer to my manager, I'm so sorry about that.
It's okay, you actually can transfer me, that's fine, yep.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, all right. I don't know what I'm doing.
Pizza.
How do the breadsticks come?
Yeah, I got the breadsticks.
I'm gonna want to switch it to something else. Don't wait for more than 10 seconds. That was satisfying for me. I'm perfectly pleased with that. I'm perfectly pleased.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Okay,
they're gone.
No, I just liked, I liked that period. Like,
just saying pee.
She heard me. She heard me.
Oh, someone wrote in the chat, like, you know, a classic. Honker.
Sex computer.
I want to do sex computer.
I don't know
Jeremy.
That one.
I'll just say
it.
Sex computer.
Please.
Thank you for calling Comfort Inn in Idaho Falls. For a new reservation, please press 1. For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Comfort Inn, how can I help you?
Yeah, is this Jeremy from Outback Steakhouse calling Comfort Inn?
Yeah.
All right. How do I do sex computer down there?
How do you do what?
Because they say I could do it on the computer down there. I got the computer. I don't know how to do it.
You don't know how... Are you a guest here, or what is it that
yeah.
you're asking me? I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm doing guest style. I'm in the room with friends and family, and we're trying to do a little bit of sex computer.
Okay, I don't understand what that is.
It's like you do it on a computer. I can't connect to it. It's saying like 404notfoundever.com or something.
Are you trying to use the Wi-Fi? Is that what
yeah,
you're saying?
Yeah. It says server
okay,
not
well,
found.
It's just your last name. It's just your last name and your room number.
Okay. This house I work with is friends and family style though. Because we're trying to do it in
a...
What's that?
I said, if you're here at the whole time, you can come down so you could try to explain to me because I don't understand what you're asking me.
I just need to get on the website for to do sex computer. It says Hot Brooklyn Singles. I just trying to click on that. It ain't redirecting right.
Well, I'm not sure. I don't know how to help you, so I'm sorry. You'll just have to figure it out because I don't know how.
It says 403 payment forbidden. I'm trying to click on
yeah,
it.
I don't know what that is, sir.
I'm trying to do a Hot Brooklyn Singles sex computer.
I have been educated, and I like it.
I like Jeremy.
your Jeremy character now.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure this is a Longmont Boeotian Castle voice that I'm doing, but it makes me giggle.
Hello, and thank you for calling Econo Lodge, Idaho Falls, Idaho. If you know the room
can
number, you can dial
computer?
It now.
Yes.
Oh.
For front desk representative, please press
not that
0.
One.
That was an invalid entry.
Uh-oh, that was an invalid entry. Do you want me to try to get a room for you?
No.
Okay. Oh, I hit the hang-up button, so...
Hello, and thank you for calling Econo Lodge, Idaho Falls, Idaho. If you know the room number, you can dial it now. For front desk representative, please press 0.
Econo Lodge.
Hey, good evening. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. So I am here on the family stay. How do I do the sex computer?
The what?
Oh, I'm trying to do the sex computer, and I type, and I do the www, and I do sex, and it does not work.
No, thanks.
They do not know. I think it might be different than in the Denmark. But I forgot that. That sounded. That was probably the right answer for her to.
Yeah.
Hang up. Good job. Good job, lady.
Do you want to try again? Wait, that's. I thought that was the same number, but it has the same last 4 digits.
Do you want to call the same place back and I can try to get a room and ask for their pee? No, don't listen to me. I'm done with pee. No. That's for another day, though. I want to call rooms.
Yeah. Do you want to try again at this different hotel for a front desk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good evening, Motel West. Brady speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, Brady. Good evening. How are you tonight?
Good. And you?
I am doing so okay. So, Mr. Brady, I am trying to do the sex computer, and I do not know how.
Okay.
What am I doing wrong? I do the sex computer with a www, and it does not go through.
And what are you doing it for?
Oh, for self gratification and pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, I want to do more sex computer.
It's funny, I've never heard of that before. I like it.
Oh, I already called this one. Okay. Oh, I think I called all the hotels here. Alright, so everything in this town has been called. Have I called here? Should get a real mixer or something. I think that'd be cool to have, to touch on. Will they pick up?
Thank you for calling Best Western. This is the front desk.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Jeremy from Outback Steakhouse. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I'm up in the room. I'll try to like log on to like the website.com, and I'll just try and do a little bit like that. I can't get it going.
This is not Outback Steakhouse.
You're Best Western. I'm in the room.
Excuse me?
You're the Best Western?
Mm-hmm.
I'm up in the room though. This is Jeremy.
Jeremy? Oh,
yeah.
Do you need anything?
I'm trying to like log on. It said Hot Brooklyn Singles. I clicked on it. And it said 403 file forbidden.
Are you a guest here in the hotel right now?
Yeah. I'm Jeremy from Outback Steakhouse up in the room under friends and family.
What room are you in?
I'm in room 3.
Room 3?
Yeah.
We don't have room 3.
I'm in room 3. I come up and I go 3 and I open the door. I try to do... it's a Hot Brooklyn Singles. I click the button. It doesn't work.
I have no idea how to
do
that.
How do I get
them?
How do I do it?
I don't know.
I just tried to do a little sex computer up in the room and I can't even get that thing working.
Are you sure you are a guest here? Because we don't have room 3.
Yeah. That's why I called.
Why exactly did you call?
Because you're the Best Western. I'm here. I lay my head on the pillow. I close my eyes. I go to sleep. I wake up here on your bed. I try to go on my laptop, do a little sex computer, and it's saying 404.
Thank you so much. You're being very inappropriate.
I'm sorry, man.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Have a good night.
I'm sorry. I'll bring the laptop down, though. You can help me out with it. You show me how to do it? Hello?
Nope.
Welcome to the show. I'm not sure that's exactly how you do it, like classic sex computer, but that's kind of my take on it. Jars for all. That is the worst Western. Okay, do you want to talk to a hotel?
A hotel.
Okay.
Great, this is the front desk.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I am doing okay. I was wondering, when do they come and do the pickup for the urine jar?
I think you have the wrong address.
No, I am staying here in the room in the hotel. I am wondering when, do they come pick up the jar of urine?
I'm not too sure. We don't do that.
Okay. No, and I am staying here at the Super 8. I have accumulated about 4 jars, and I do not know
how. Yeah, so we don't do that. I don't know who you're trying to look for that, but we don't do that up here.
Okay. It is my first time in the America. How do I dispose?
Usually for the bathroom, we just go to the bathroom. We don't put it in jars.
Okay, where is the restroom, please?
It should be in the room.
Okay, I do see another door, but I do not have access to that room.
What's your room number?
My room number is 218. I do not want to disturb the other guests, because they are behind the other room.
You're in 218?
So I do not feel...
You don't have anybody in 218.
I am in 298.
Okay, then we don't go up to 9.
I'm not from the America, and maybe my English is bad. But I do not... Like, I will put them in the hallway, because I do not really understand, and my English is very bad. So I will place
the
urine jug. Yes, yes, I am upstairs. I will put the urine jugs into the hallway in front of the door, if that makes it easier. And I do apologize because my English is so very bad.
Oh, no, you're and, okay.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So the other I bathroom, is okay it closed too. Or?
The door is closed.
Is it locked?
The door, I did not try to open it because I felt it might be rude to open the other guest door.
So you should have two rooms. You should have the room that you walk into, and then right to your left, you should have another door with a bathroom.
Okay, I'm allowed to go into the other guest's door to use their bathroom.
To the left, yes.
Okay, but so now what do I do with these jars?
I would just dump them in the toilet.
Oh, my goodness. Hello? Hello? The lady at the desk says I can put the jar in your room.
No!
Hello?
No!
Please, sir, please open the door.
No! Okay, and I can no, give you... not that one.
Sir?
Okay, maybe not that one.
No,
so there should be two doors
jars,
in your room.
Sir.
That's not where you walk
it
in.
It is just
and
a
one...
few jars.
No!
Sir, please, they're getting full and I need to empty them.
No!
Hello, ma'am, he will not let me in to put the urine jar.
Okay, hold on, let me just come upstairs.
Oh.
And then you just come out and just leave your door open. And
ma'am,
then I'll be right.
Okay, and so, okay, thank you for helping me.
Yeah, no problem.
Sir, please, just let me in, the lady's helping.
No!
No.
That's a hang up, but there's still a little bit of line noise. Okay, there it goes. Oh, I gotta turn this down. Turn this up. Welcome to the show. It's 9:11. Oh boy, in 39 seconds post meridian Eastern Standard Time, Wuppie Walk, every February 26th, 2026. Oh, is that why that's so tricky? Because I'm saying 2026 and then it's 26? I don't know.
Oh, time no. Number.
It is a time number. Oh, you're listening live on server.com/Wuppie. There was a little bit of a hiccup there in my speech.
American pee jar culture.
Well, this is a McDonald's for me.
Black for McDonald's?
Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
Hello, I have, I have some jars I need to dispose of down there. This is the right location for us at McDonald's.
Yeah, this is McDonald's. What did you need?
Okay, I have some urine jars I need to get rid of. What's it coming to spill in the car?
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time understanding, I apologize.
I'm from Norway. I'm Norwegian. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, you're okay.
It's if you say you're from a foreign country, it's very funny. If that's the only thing about it. And then you have a strange voice.
Oh, you're okay.
Yeah. It's basically the entire premise here. I have a funny voice. So, where did I put the jars at?
You need jars?
Yes. I need to empty these jars and get new jars.
I'm not sure. Sorry.
These jars have, yellow in them and a little bit of brown. Where do I dump these jars?
Not here.
This is
probably go to the dumps.
These are your dumps?
Yeah, just go to the dump.
Okay. How do I do this dumping?
Go to the dump and then they'll let you throw it away there.
Okay. Do you like the extra jars for the road?
No, I'm sorry.
Can I come in there with permission to do such an action of clean it up off of itself?
No, I don't think so. Sorry.
Because the only way I can enter a building is with permission.
Okay.
Because it is nighttime, and that is when I am able to get out because of the lack of the sunlight.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
It sounds like a soundboard.
No, man, this is Jeremy from Outback Steakhouse. You just got pranked.
Oh, if she stayed on for 3 more seconds. Oh.
I wonder what that's a pretty good soundboard. I could make that a soundboard.
You did sound like a vampire.
Explain the premise. I do like the goofy accent thing, but sometimes it feels like that's the only thing I have whenever I'm going into a call like that. Oh, Taco Bell, Taco Bell. Do you want to talk to Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't use the soundboard.
Yeah, he doesn't use it and gets called a soundboard.
Zach, let's talk about how can I help you?
Hello, good evening. How are you doing? Bitch.
Wait, I'm going to call them back in a little bit here.
Yeah, save that one. It's so stupid, but why? Why did she hang up?
Because of the voice.
Oh. Yeah, I was gonna do jars.
I didn't do jars at Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Maybe I won't use them for you. Oh, crazy voice. Is it the same area?
Yes.
Nice.
I said that, yes, very excited.
It's super cheese mom, Derek Quinn. What can I help you for?
Hey there, I'm calling from the Taco Bell down the road. What am I supposed to do with a taco jar delivery? My manager said I'm supposed to bring them.
I'm sorry?
Oh, it's okay. You don't have to be sorry. I'm supposed to bring the taco and rat jars down for the ice cream trade. Where am I supposed to bring them? To the front or the back?
You can come to the front. I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh yeah, so problem. So I'm working at the Taco Bell just a little bit away. We're doing a trade. I'm gonna bring the rat jar, the taco jar, and the blood jar, and then we're gonna trade out for a few of the DQ freezes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can come. Yeah, come to the front and I'll give my manager a call and see what he's because I have no idea. But if you come to the front, I can help you.
Okay. Is it okay? So a few other people did show up tonight for the event. Do you guys have any extra urine jars or urine cones or... I could bring a few more taco jars to trade.
Okay, let me call my boss real quick.
Okay. Alrighty. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh, there's some background noise. Hold on, let's see if we can get it. Oh, it's just boring stuff.
I want your urine jars.
We'll give her 10 more seconds.
Doritos.
Awesome Dairy Queen sounds.
Ten more.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the show. I guess where you're listening to this. You're probably listening to this live on RogueServer.com. I'm Whoopi in the studio live with me. Tiff.
What up?
Whoopi walk every February 26th, 2026. It's 9:21 and 40 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time. And if you're listening, you're listening live. Probably. You're probably listening live unless you've, like, you've somehow managed to access the recordings. Or I edited a show, which seems very unlikely. Okay, what the heck do I want to call? Oh, I want to call back the Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
I don't... The idea... I'm not sure if the idea is funny or not. But I'm gonna go, my kid called.
Talk about how can I help you?
Hey, I'm sorry. Did my kid call here just a little bit ago?
I'm not sure.
Is she just doing a funny voice on the telephone or something stupid?
Then yeah, maybe.
Okay. I have her here on the phone. She wants to apologize.
Okay.
Tiff!
Hello? Yeah, Papa, I have the other line. Hello, lady. I'm really sorry for calling you. And I'm sorry for wasting your time. My dad said it's bad.
It's bad. You can't do it.
Sorry.
You're lucky the police aren't here, Missy.
My dad said that I can't do it like that.
Did you say you're sorry?
I don't want to say it.
You have to say it.
You're
wasting their time. You have to apologize.
Lady, are you still there? This is supposed to be my mom's day, and I don't want to be here with my dad. And I really just wanted to come down and get snacks, and he said no, and that's why I called. So maybe I'm sorry, maybe... I'm not, Dad!
Dad, I'm sorry.
Okay. Hello?
Nope. I wasn't ready for the apology. I love the apology columns. I fucked it up.
I wasn't prepared for that either, honestly. You know, the fact that I have all these phone numbers.
She did know exactly what you were talking about when you were like, my kid called it into this stupid voice. She was like, oh yeah.
Oh, the stupid voices are pretty fun to do. I almost said kind of fun whenever they're pretty fun. I have all the phone numbers I've called on all the shows. It would be pretty funny to do an apology show where I call back every number and apologize.
Sperm, what are you doing?
Or Speem?
He's just hanging out in the chat, just ignoring us.
That's okay.
No, I'm emotionally manipulating him.
Oh. The rejection sensitivity disorder is real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. That made me sad.
Thank you for calling the Best Western Pocatello Inn. To reach the front desk, request hotel information or make a reservation using a local negotiated rate, press 0. To make or...
I'll transfer you now.
I'll transfer you now. Well, that's not how she sounds.
That's Western Pocatello. Carl speaking. Do you mind holding?
Carl, I have rejection sensitivity.
Oh, okay.
So how am I supposed to handle it down here?
Handle what? Sorry.
The rejection sensitivity.
Hold on, I'll be right with you.
Okay. What I'm talking about with the rejection sensitivity.
Honestly, it was kind of mean.
Yeah, I tell him about it and he says, I'm putting you on hold.
Why, honey?
Why am I still on the line with Carl? Carl the
fuck you, Carl, you motherfucker.
Carl,
you
the
don't
cock.
Even give a shit.
He doesn't care. Oh, and you're listening live to rogueserver.com/whoppy. Do I go again or? Oh shit,
yeah.
That's gonna blow out the ears.
Hello, and thank you for calling La Quinta Inn and Suites by Wyndham, located in Pocatello, Idaho. For reservations, please press 1. For group bookings or corporate sales, please press 2. To reach the front desk, please press 3. To leave a message...
We're going to go to the top of the hour, and that's it, I think. It's a good 3-hour show.
It's going to say it was long.
Yeah.
I had fun.
Come on. Come on, come on. Well, I'm just making it more confusing whenever I'm editing by playing music.
In Pocatello, please hold.
No!
Thank you for calling.
You fucker.
Not sensitive at all. Paperclip. Wow, way to show up on time, finally. Way to show up on your time, that is. Thanks, buddy. We waited. We waited for 3 hours.
Thank you for calling
the
Quality Inn in Pocatello. For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries. Sorry, I didn't get that.
Oh,
please choose from the following options.
2?
Thank you for calling the Quality Inn in Pocatello.
Christ.
For new reservations, please press 1. For the front desk or all other inquiries, please press 2.
Okay, 2, 2, 2, fuck you. Are they all busy here?
Hello, this is the Quad Bocatello. How can I help you?
Hi, Clavicle. What's going on down there?
What do you mean?
Everyone's, like, busy. I'm Pocatello. Is there something happening?
In Pocatello this week? I have no idea. Unfortunately, I couldn't tell you.
Because I called, like, one, and you said, Carl, I'll hold. And then it was, like, 10 minutes I had to wait. And then I called another one, and the guy picked up and said, please hold. And then I was like, boom, I was, you know, no, I can't handle that. So I just, you know.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah.
You might just be calling at the wrong times, unfortunately, and be weirdly busy at every place.
It's just really effed up. And they
I'm very sorry about that.
They probably don't even care that I left or I hung up. They probably don't even care about that.
I can't speak for other places, unfortunately.
It just sucks because I thought I was, like, valued there, and then, like, I hang up. They're probably not even going to check on me.
I'm very sorry about that.
And it just sucks.
Yeah, that would be pretty crappy.
I thought I was just doing it the right way, and then, like, they're just ignoring me, and then they're hanging out with their friends, and they're all trading, like, with each other. But whenever I try to get into it, they're always criticizing me.
Yes, this is the Quality in Pocatello. Do you need anything from me? I got a couple of guests here waiting.
Oh my God, are you busy too?
I just had a couple of people just walk in.
It's fine,
in.
It's fine. You know, whatever, it's fine. Just go.
I can put you on hold and I can
That's
get
okay.
to you in a little bit. If you need to make a reservation,
I
can make
I know
a
where
reservation
I
for you now.
I know where I belong, and it's you know. Well, thank you. Thank you anyway, I guess.
All right, I wish you have a good night.
Thank you.
Of course. You have a good night. Bye-bye.
I love you. I'm sorry. Is this what the show's turning into? I'm just... You know?
A goodbye show?
Oh, no.
The avoidance?
Something. Oh, it's your turn.
Red Lion, how to help?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Can you still hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I've got 1% left on my headphones, and I think it's about to disconnect. Listen, what I'm trying to get out here, I'm a SoundCloud rapper. I'm about to pull through. Shit. Can you still...
Fuck. That fucked me up.
What a dick. What a fucking dick.
My headphones just died. It fucked me up. I'll be back in a second.
That guy was a dick.
He was a dick. Can I come try it again in a minute? But I might get disconnected.
Yes.
All right. I'll let you vibe right back.
Okay. This is the part of the show where it gets very quiet and very, very serious. You're listening to RogueServer.com/Wuppie. Wuppie Walk. Every February 26th, 2026. It's 9:35 p.m. on the dot. I'm Wuppie, your Rogue Server file jockey. Live in the studio, Tiff and Wuppie. Do it. Hop in. Oh, if you want to join... download a Mumble client. Go to mumble.rogueserver.com and join the live room. I can't give temperature. I don't have access to that information immediately.
Steamy, you need to come soon. Ew. Never mind. But he ends at the top of the hour.
Hey, let me check out the window.
Hey, look out.
It looks cold outside. I think it's probably...
We just opened up the... We opened the curtains in the studio.
Curtains live in the studio. Let's put the...
Looks cold.
Let's take you on a tour here around the studio. We have some prescription medication.
They're bed bugs.
Yes. And we have...
Yeah.
I'm looking out a window...
I'm pointing at somebody out the window. Look at those guys.
All right, I see a car. Oh, that's probably too much information. Okay, let's get some more phone calls happening. Let's, you know.
Whoopi just pushed his cheeks against the glass. And then he laughed and he flipped them off.
Head cheeks. Head cheeks.
Head cheeks.
Yeah, face cheeks.
Face head cheeks.
Welcome. Live in the studio, Speem. Hello?
Speem.
Hi. Is this stupid thing working?
Yes.
You sound good.
You do too.
You do.
All right, Speem, do you want to talk to a hotel?
Yes, a hotel would be perfect.
Great.
And I'm going to be referring to you.
Thank you for calling Courtyard by Marriott, Pocatello, Idaho. Guest services, please press 0. New or existing reservation.
Hey. Dancing.
Can piss into a jar, to a jar.
Thank you for calling the...
Yes. Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling the Courtyard in Pocatello. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just got a quick complaint.
Okay.
We're up in the room, and we got a buddy here, and we're all just kind of making fun of him.
Okay.
And, he's taking it, but we're all, we're not doing anything too mean to him, but we're all just kind of making, poking
at him. Sir, what's the last name on your reservation, or I'm going to hang up the phone?
Well, his last name is Contuzzi?
No, the last name that's on the reservation.
I don't know. The door was open. I came in, and I guess we're all just, we're having fun.
Okay, what can I do for you, sir?
I just wanted to let you know that we're all poking on him. He's not really doing anything to defend himself. He's not saying, "Oh no, it's not," or anything like that. He's just kind of, But you could tell he could cry.
Sir, I'm confused as to why you're calling me.
I just had a complaint. You know, things aren't going exactly the way I expected them to go tonight. So what would you do in this situation?
Well, seeing as how you're not a guest at this hotel and you're not even staying in this hotel or physically in this hotel, I don't know what to tell you.
Do I have to be a guest to call and make a complaint? I mean, things aren't going exactly. I'm not going to be sleeping here tonight.
You do need to be a guest. Yeah, yeah, you do.
So every single person here is a guest of the hotel? Nobody just walks into an open door?
Nope, because the guest room doors are not open. So, nope, that's not real.
He's staying in our room.
Hey, is it okay that I'm not a guest in here?
I don't care.
What's your name?
They
don't care.
You should have asked that a while.
And, you know, he's... Yeah, it's him. Did you hear that guy laugh? Someone else is laughing at him, too.
This sucks.
I'm still confused as to why you're calling me, sir. You haven't told me anything, so there's absolutely zero things I can do to help you out. So I'm going to terminate the call, okay?
Nope. Can you just help out just a little bit?
What's she going to do to help us?
I don't know.
She just sucks.
Use anything in her power.
Sit down.
Okay. She hung up.
I like the start of that. We're just making fun of him.
I was confused, but I liked it. She was confused. It was a good confusion.
I wish I had a little bit more to have, like, I wish I thought of something more to say to that other than just, I like that.
Shut up, Whoopi. We're laughing at you. Shut up.
Oh, I want to do that. I want to do that now.
Welcome to the Fairfield by Marriott, located in Pocatello, Idaho.
Thank you for calling Fairfield by Marriott Pocatello. This is Olivia. How may I help you?
Hey, Olivia. I'm in the room with the person who's like actually like running it.
Okay.
Oh, we're just making fun of him. We're like, you know, laughing at him, like at his own expense.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm sure.
He's taking it pretty well, but like, you know, you can kind of see like he's holding back tears.
Oh, we might have to say sorry.
Yeah, I figure. We've just kind of been ignoring him too. Like, he's been trying to talk, and we just ignore him. And then we just okay. Chat amongst ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah. And he wants to, like, butt into the conversation and, like, say words and stuff. We're just, you know, we're having fun without this guy.
Well, I mean, it's his choice. If he keeps you in his room or not, I can't tell you nothing.
No, he seems to want to keep us in here because he thinks you're going to, like, you know, like, you know, like friendship style, but you know, whatever.
Okay, I get you.
Yeah. You guys have any sugar packets down there?
We do.
All right, we're just going to get a bunch of sugar packets and drink a lot of coffee, and we're not going to let this guy have any of it.
Do your thing.
Yeah.
Hey, do you hear that? We're getting coffee.
You're getting coffee, loser.
We're just going to get coffee and drink it all day.
Can I have coffee?
No.
Please?
No.
Why?
Did you hear something?
The lady at the desk said you can't have any.
Well, I want just a little bit because you guys are having some.
All right, we're just going to get it. And do you have, like, coffee pots?
I have some for the Keurig, and then I have fresh brewed coffee down here as well.
Okay. I'll just get some of that. Oh, do you have, like, apples or oranges?
Yes, we do.
All right, sweet. We're going to get some of those for us.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye.
No, please.
Oh, there's a voicemail. There's a voicemail. I have to pre-screen the voicemail.
She was like, in on it. That lady.
Yeah. Alright, we have the voicemail. Let's play it live on the air. All right, that's the voicemail we received.
It said,
yes.
Heard.
All right. Tiff.
I forgot where I am now.
Idaho?
That's... Oh, God.
Thank you for calling the Holiday Inn Express and Suites Pocatello, where free Wi-Fi, free hot breakfast,
oh, yeah?
Are waiting to greet you. For new and existing reservations, or to speak with a guest service agent, please press 1. For sales, meet group.
Yes, service agent.
You are being transferred to 1.
Oh.
Be a dude.
Guest services.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. First off, I just wanted to say my entire stay so far has been lovely. I'm here on business out of town. I'm going to be having an exhibit at one of your local galleries, and I'm really excited. The problem is I just kind of can't get to sleep. I keep trying and doing all of my normal tricks, and they're just not working. I was wondering if there's any way, it's a little embarrassing. I have like a humiliation kink. Could you just say like, you're a bad guest. You can't have any more towels. We're going to charge you extra for that. Just like stuff like that, maybe for like 30 more seconds. And I think I could get there. Okay, I'll wait. Okay.
I really can't do that.
Just be like, I'm so sorry to bother you with this. Just be like, oh, I can't make you another key card. Oh no, parking isn't free. Like that kind of thing.
What room are you staying in?
Are you gonna come in here and do it in person? Because otherwise, like, I'm a little bit embarrassed. Just be like, oh, God, you use so many towels. Nobody's done this before. Or like, oh, don't wipe the face makeup off. We're gonna charge you for this. Like, you're ruining the towels. Please, just like 30 seconds. It would mean a lot for me on my stay. I'm so stressed out. Oh, God.
Like I said, what room are you in?
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, I like that. Exactly. No, I won't tell you my room. Okay, berate me. Oh, God, I'm not going to tell you my room. I'm a bad guest. Yeah. Oh, God, I'm such a bad guest.
Pervert.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay. It's not creepy. No, it's creepy. But it's
no,
not
it was
as creepy. Not as
creepy. Oh, you can't put your jersey here in the hall.
I saw some YouTube documentary about some guy who pooped in the hallway at a hotel and got arrested or something.
Thank you for calling Town Place Suites by Marriott in Pocatello. This is Andrea speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Andrea. Where do we put the butt jars?
Where's the what jars?
The butt jars. Hi. Hi.
I'm not sure what it is you're referring to. I'm sorry.
It's like butt jars. Because the guy, we've just kind of like been ignoring this guy in the room with us. And he's just, you know, he's in the bathroom. He's just taking his time in there. He's alive and everything. We're knocking on the door and he's saying, shut up, go away. And we just have, we have some butt jars we need to get rid of. They just put those in the hallway for you?
I'm not sure. What do you mean by a butt jar?
Like, because they smell really bad and we don't want to keep them in the room here.
Oh, gotcha. Like cigarette butts?
Yeah, like butt airs and stuff. And like, just like, you know.
Yeah, let me ask, I'm still training, so let me ask the person who's more trained than I am. I'll put you on a brief hold, okay?
It's the stuff inside is like brown and sticky.
Okay, let me ask really quick if she wants you to put it outside your door for us to pick up, or if she wants you to like bring it down to the front desk.
Okay, this is a big butt jar.
Okay, just a second.
Thank you for your patience while on hold. We value your call. Someone will be with you shortly.
This is Elisa. How can I help you?
Hi, Elisa. Hi. So, do we just put these butt jars in the hallway for you?
What is that?
Because he's been in the bath. We've just been ignoring this guy. He's been trying to like butt into the conversations and stuff and try to like be buddy buddy. But we've just been ignoring him. So he's in the bathroom, and we gotta. They're starting to smell pretty bad in here.
I guess I'm just confused on what you're asking or what you want to do.
No, he just put the butt jars in the hallway for you, and then you'll collect them?
You can probably take them out to the dumpster. It's in the back.
Okay. They smell really bad. Yeah, it's like jars of, you know, butt air.
Yeah, you can just probably just take them out to the dumpster.
All right. Can you help us with this, though? There's a lot of them.
What room are you in?
208.
What's the last name?
Feathers.
I don't have anybody with that last name here.
Oh, that's my last name. I don't know the guy. Like, the guy who has the room, I don't know his last name. We just kind of walked in. He let us in. We've just been ignoring him, though.
Okay, yeah, if you want to come down to the front desk and see what's going on. Okay?
Yeah. Do you have a cart or something? There's a lot of jars here.
Yeah, you can come down to the front desk and grab one.
Okay.
Can you ask if they have extra jars?
Do you have extra jars?
I do not.
You do not? Okay. Do you have anything that has a lid we gotta have? Maybe like a cleaner bottle or something?
I don't know.
Because I don't want to be crude, but I gotta pee. And he's in the bathroom.
Okay, well,
like,
you can...
I don't... Yeah, you know, I don't want to open a jar.
Why
all the jars
just
are filled.
Use the bathroom in the room?
He's in there. We've just been ignoring him.
I'm not sure what you're talking about or if this is a prank call, but it doesn't like anything that's serious.
He's just, you know, they smell bad whenever I open them.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know why you guys would be peeing in jars when you have a bathroom.
He's in the bathroom. He's just been in there for like 8 hours. He's fine. We've been knocking on.
Well,
he's been crying a lot, but he's like fine.
Okay. Well, we do have a bathroom downstairs. You guys are more than welcome to come downstairs and use them.
I didn't know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you want to, you can come downstairs and use the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay. Are we allowed to just put them in the hallway?
And when does this guy stay over? Because, like, I'm not sure when we're going to have to, like, leave here. We've just been ignoring him.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh, the guy in 208, the room we're in.
What's the name?
I don't know his name. He just let us in. We've just been ignoring him.
What do you mean he just let you in?
Oh, we just knocked on the door and we said we'd like to come in. He said, okay, and then we just came in.
Okay, I don't think that's possible. I think you guys are just doing prank calls. So I'm going to ask you guys to stop calling.
Well, he just let us in. Like, there's nothing to stop us from knocking on doors.
I think this is on prank call. I think I am.
Oh, that's a cool noise.
Sounds like that one violin at the beginning of the New Line Cinema's 90s intro.
All right, everyone gets one more call. All right, who wants to do their first last call?
I'll go so I can go tend to my daughter.
Okay. Live. Whoppy Walk every February 26th.
This is a hotel.
Yes.
Children's Hospital.
Oh God, no.
Home to Suite Pocatello. This is Gunner. How can I help you?
Hey, Gunner.
Hello.
Gunner, can you hear me?
I can. Hi.
Okay. Gunner, I just got up to the room. Not my room, but I brought a newborn, and I was hoping maybe you guys could bring... We fresh out of nipples, could you bring a jar and just leave it by the door? She's sleeping right now.
A jar.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't have to be full, but just, like, maybe, I don't know how many nipples you could fit in a jar. Just enough to last 4 or 5 hours.
I don't know if I have a jar. I could bring you up a glass, if that would work for you.
Just a glass of nipples. Okay. And are they pre-pinholed, or do I have to do that myself?
Well, I don't have the nipple part.
But no. I can. You're just talking about bringing up a jar?
I figured you would have had the other part.
Well, I have two man nipples on me. The baby won't get very far sucking on these things.
Right. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't know if I have anything that can help you with that.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, in the meantime, I have set out two jars full of urine just right outside the door. If someone could come and pick that up, thank you. And she's sleeping, so do not knock on the door when you come.
Okay. What room?
What room is it? Hey, I said, what room is it?
Cute. Oh.
Yeah, did you get that?
Sorry, no, I didn't.
Well, you're going to see two jars outside of the door. As I said, it's not my room, so.
All right. Well, I will, I guess, come up and grab those for you.
And they're not fully tightened, so I recommend you tighten them before, you know, bringing them up to shoulder or nipple level.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I love you, buddy. Thanks.
Ask for the extra large nipples.
You got big nipples?
Nipples. Oh, well, where's the music? Yeah, I think I've...
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you for... Thank you.
Good night, Speamy Sperm.
Thank you for joining the show tonight. All right, Tiff. It's your turn.
Who?
Your turn.
What?
Where?
Huh?
Yeah, I've noticed.
We're fucking stupid tonight. What?
Yeah, I've noticed that thing where, like, a little bit.
Hello. Fucking audio wizards.
Come on in. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. First of all, I just want to thank you. My room is super duper nice. This day has been good so far. I just finished the jar of bed bugs, and I was wondering where I'm supposed to dispose the rest of them. They were a little bit salty for me, and I didn't really like how they kept getting in my teeth, but it's a pretty unusual tradition. I'm used to like a mint on the pillow, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, sorry, which room are you in?
I'm in, gosh, I can go grab my card in just a second, maybe a few minutes. My husband's in the shower right now, and I think he has them in his pants pockets. Is this a tradition in your state? I've heard of like salted crickets and grasshoppers, but the bed bugs were unusual.
Sorry, do you have the right number? This is the Black Swan Inn.
Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure what you're referring to by bed bugs.
It's a little jar. I've got a few left here. I don't know, like I've had enough of them, but like I don't want to get in trouble for not finishing them.
Okay, ma'am, we don't have, what's your name?
Hi, Amber. Thank you. What's your name?
My name's Abby. I'm working at the front desk. What room are you staying in? What's your name?
My name is Abby. Amber. I forgot. I got it switched with you. A&A, you know what I'm saying? They're pretty large. Are these mother bed bugs or? I've just never seen anything like this before at a hotel. I tried them. I'm trying to be a good guest. I'm trying to try new things as I travel on this trip. But like, I don't know. I just don't really like them.
Okay, ma'am. If this is a prank call,
Abby, what's funny about this? What's funny about this?
I don't have anybody named Amber staying in one of our rooms, and we don't keep jars of bed bugs in our room. That's not
okay. Well, they're on my pillow, and I ate them.
Are you sure you're at the right hotel?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me what room you're staying in?
Sorry, I dropped them. I'm a little flustered. No, my husband has the key card in the bathroom.
Okay, can you describe the room to me?
Yeah, it's got the bed, and I'm looking out the TV, and I'm looking at the little jar of bed bugs, and
what does the
decor
look like?
They were okay. I've got a blanket. There's the light.
Is the blanket, what color is the blanket?
Why are you grilling me?
Because I really don't believe that you're
paying good money. And I'm a little bit upset, frankly.
Okay, I am sorry. I did not mean to upset you. I am just trying to figure out what room you're in so that I can do my best to help you.
This is my birthday week. Like, I'm on a special trip here, and all I was trying to do was ask, where do I put the jar of leftover bed bugs? I don't want to finish them. I don't want to eat them, Amber.
My name's Abby. Not Amber.
Abby. Where do I put the rest of the bugs?
So, you can just throw them away because there shouldn't be any bugs in the rooms.
Okay.
If you are
well,
staying
some
in
of them
the
might still
hotel.
Be alive. Some of them look like they're moving. That's why I'm asking if I should just, you know, like I'm worried about just putting them in the garbage.
Well, if you close the jar, they shouldn't get out of the garbage.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See?
Would you mind?
Now we're getting somewhere.
Would you mind coming down to the front office and, honestly, here's what you should do. Come down to the front office and bring the jar with you so I can double check what they actually are. Is that okay?
I absolutely. And if I do that, if I bring my hairbrush down, would you brush my hair as well?
I'm not allowed to do that. I'm sorry.
I do you a favor. You do me a favor. I bring the hairbrush. I bring the bugs. We're both happy, you know?
Sure.
Happy birthday week, right? Okay.
Yes,
all right. I'll be right down. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Bye,
Emma. Bye-bye.
She called me the wrong name again on purpose.
My name's not Amber. I want to do it, but I'm pretty sure I'll actually go to jail. Calling TSA to bring a bomb.
I'd like to thank Dragonmere and Wasted for teaching me how to say what's funny about this when they ask if it's a prank call. Thank you. Trademark.
Live. All right, this is the last
Hello,
call.
And thank you for calling Studio 6 Pocatello. For reservations, press 1. For the front desk or to reach a guest, please press 0 or hold on the line. Hello.
Motor 6 Studio 6, how may I help you?
Hi, what sends me straight to jail down there?
Jesus
Christ, that echo.
Oh, Jesus Christ, that echo. Say that again?
I can't with your echo.
She has to hang up and go again. Thank you.
No.
Good.
It's like, that's like the same volume as the fucking...
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Pocatello, for
Motel 6, Studio 6, how may I help you?
Hi, what sends me directly to jail down there?
Jail? What did you say? What was your question?
Like, what's the quickest way to go to jail down there?
I don't know. I'm in a hotel.
Yeah. Well, so you probably send people to jail all the time. I'm just trying to figure out what the quickest way it is. That way I know not
to. Wrong number.
It's a hotel. You're in Motel 6.
Hotel. Yeah.
Okay.
And how does that have any connection with jail?
Because, you send people there, I think.
No, we don't send anyone there.
Oh, okay.
Have a good one.
So, where do I put the firewood?
Boo.
Don't
do a jail call.
Jail.
No.
Well, I want to do another ignoring call, and then that is it. Oh, I called those guys. Welcome to the last call.
Thank you for calling Fast Stop Flags West. To speak with the front desk or for hotel reservations, press 1. For the restaurant or to place a to-go order, press 2.
Fast Stop, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm in. We came in his room and we've just been ignoring him the entire time.
Pardon?
He let us into his room and we've just been ignoring him.
Whose room?
I don't know, the guy who let us in.
Okay, you're going to have to back up a little bit and explain this. You say you've got a room?
Well, we were knocking on doors and we're just trying to get into a room and he let us in. He said, come on in. And we've just been ignoring him this entire time.
Okay, and you would be?
Oh, my name's Jacoby.
Okay, you didn't check in at the hotel, you don't check in at the hotel, you check in at the gas station.
Well, we came in his room, he let us in.
If you didn't rent the room, it's his room.
Yeah, but he let us in.
It doesn't matter if you didn't rent the room, it's not yours.
Yeah, but he let us in, so we've just been ignoring him the entire time.
Are you guys talking about in there?
And what room is this?
It's like, you know, it's like the one in the middle. On the first.
The middle on the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, can you tell me what he looks like?
He's just some guy. He looks maybe maybe a little, younger, older sort of looking. He's really not worth describing. I don't want to look at this guy.
Okay, it's not your room if you didn't check in.
Yeah, but he let us in, so we've just been ignoring him.
It doesn't matter if he opened the door. If you didn't check in, that's not your room.
Oh, he said come on in, and we did it.
If this isn't resolved, I will have to call the cops and have them come talk to all of you.
Well, he let us in.
It doesn't matter.
We're not trying to take over his room or anything. We're just in here.
Okay.
We've just been ignoring him. He's been trying to, butt into our conversations we're having, and we're not even responding to him at this point.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's tried to show us, what he's been doing, and we don't even look at him. We just, you know, keep on with our conversation.
What? Yeah, but made these.
I don't know.
Why don't you want to look at them?
So, we're fine here.
Okay. What was your purpose in calling me?
We've just been ignoring him.
I heard that, but why did you call me?
I just wanted to let you know we've just been ignoring this guy.
Okay, but what I'm saying is if it's not your room and you're not checked in through the gas station, I may have to call the police to come resolve this.
Well, you've just been ignoring him, though.
We met this guy on Reddit, and this is what he asked for.
To meet you here?
He let us in the room. We've just been ignoring him.
Okay. And my particular question
is, why are you
trying to involve me?
Do you hear that? The guy at the front desk said we should keep ignoring you.
No, I did not.
They've just been ignoring
him. Why are you trying to involve me in this?
It's like an implied warranty or something.
No, it's not. I've not guaranteed anything. I've not given any permissions. If I need to, I will call the police to come out here and talk to you.
Well, if he asks us to leave, we will.
All right, then you don't need to talk to me.
No,
but if you're there in the morning, you're there in the morning, you've stayed over all night, you may be charged.
Charged with what?
Charged for the room.
Charged
only
with
one person,
a felony or something?
No,
I don't see what the
not
crime
as
is.
In legal charges, as in monetary.
Well, if you're going to give us felonies for ignoring a guy, that just seems a little harsh. They've just been ignoring him.
I believe you are just trying to create
a problem.
My brother
is a sheriff.
And if I see a problem, I will be calling the cops. Have a good night. Bye.
I love you.
Love you. Motherfucker. I mean, he kind of was right to be scared, but not really. I don't know.
You've just been ignoring him.
What are you doing out there?
We're going. We're going.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We just straight into the... Thank you, Dragon Mirror, Guest 81, Honker, Oscillators, Feeny, Snapuku, Sparkling Wiggles, Tiff, Wasted, Waste Memory, and Wappy. And we'd like to give a thank you to our my Patreon. Thank you too. And
we're going to jail. We're going to jail.
Thank you too. Thank you too. And all right, good night, good night. Oh, that's a don't mind that noise. Sparkling Wiggles, right?
They're a spy.